Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
And I'm Heather.
And that's not Chris.
Really? What was the giveaway?
Chris has taken a vacation this week, so after giving me a hard time about taking a couple of weeks off, now he's doing the same thing. So I brought in, I guess, my favorite co-host. I have to say that, right?
I would appreciate it if you did.
Yes, this is Heather. This isn't Joel's girlfriend anymore.
No.
So...
What?
Wife.
Okay, thank you, Joel.
Do you want me to say it?
I feel like you should.
This is my wife, Heather.
That's so still weird.
I know, right?
Only 2 months in, and so I can't take it.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. All right. But this is about wrestling. So, I guess we'll start with Beast in the East. There was a Goosebumps book when I was a kid called Beast from the East. And so it's so hard to say Beast in the East now.
You just can't get over things, can you?
Can't get over that. That was the first Goosebumps book I ever read. Number 43.
I don't know why you remember that. Anyway, wrestling.
Okay, so I made you watch that.
You didn't make me.
I made sure you were in the room when I was going to watch it.
Okay.
I did not make you get up at 5:30 in the morning to watch it.
Oh, thank goodness. I do appreciate that.
So what did you think about it?
Well, I mean... It was in the daylight, which was kind of weird. I wasn't used to that.
Because you're used to watching...
Oh, yeah, and everything's dark and whatnot. I mean, what do you want to know? What did I think about it?
Okay, the two big matches... I mean, there were several matches, but the two big matches were the Brock Lesnar event.
Eh?
Really?
I mean, it was funny because, like, it was just funny because he kind of, like, jumped at him and nothing happened.
Yeah.
And it was... really amusing.
Okay.
And it was funny, but it was just like, yeah. I mean, it seems like it's a precursor to something else that's going to be happening. Like, it's almost like it's advertising, hey, look, Brock Lesnar's still alive. Yay!
Yeah.
He still does stuff for us. Look what we can throw at him. Nothing happens. Let's see what happens next time.
Okay, so here, let me ask you this then. Do you feel, as somebody who doesn't watch it all that frequently,
mm-hmm.
do you feel like Brock Lesnar... seems to be a legitimate threat? Is he presented like that on the show successfully to you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, he's got a really big head and that really weird, doesn't actually look like a sword tattoo on his chest.
It's a sword.
Doesn't look like a sword.
It's a sword.
This is classy, so I won't tell you what I think it looks like, but everybody knows. So, I mean, yeah, obviously he's a threat. He's huge. He's imposing.
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't know he could talk until recently. I just thought Paul Heyman talked for him.
Well, here's the thing is, like, so you take somebody like Sheamus, who is also supposed to be imposing and threatening.
He looks like a pineapple.
And he does. He looks dumb. And and so I feel, at least, that they're far more successful with Brock Lesnar.
Well, yeah.
When they do that.
Oh, we're comparing him to Sheamus? Everybody wins against Sheamus.
Sheamus is clearly the far end of that spectrum.
Okay.
But, okay, so, I mean, you have... How about this? Of the wrestlers that you see, who actually looks legitimately the most threatening, the best contender to be a
probably,
champion?
Probably. I mean, Brock Lesnar would definitely be high up there. I mean, Big Show's really big, but he looks like a teddy bear.
Yeah, so Big Show's not imposing to you?
Oh, he's so cute.
Okay.
And he's got a onesie.
Okay.
Okay. He wears a onesie and he cries a lot.
He does cry a lot. I do have a problem with the crying. But the little singlet is kind of a throwback to me.
Well, and I understand that, but I've been only involved in this for 2 years, so it really looks like him and Ryback wear onesies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, not imposing to me. I mean, of course, like, Brock Lesnar came out at Beast in the East in, like, jogging shorts, which I actually appreciate, because I'm kind of tired of seeing everybody's junk, but maybe that's just me.
So, The Miz, incidentally, started off wearing shorts, and I don't remember why he wore trunks. He wore trunks for, like, one match,
mm-hmm.
and then he was told that Vince wanted him to wear... trunks from now on, because he had nice legs. And so...
Oh, dear.
And he didn't want to, but he was told that all champions wear trunks.
Those are the tidy whitey things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, which, like.
Oh, excuse me, John Cena.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, here's
Randy Orton. Wears the tidy whities. Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins wears pants.
He wears pants.
He wears pants, yeah.
So does Dean Ambrose, and so does...
Dean Ambrose isn't champion, though. Dean Ambrose never has been champion.
Yeah, but he's on a lot. And what about Crazy Pants Crazy that sits in the rocking chair? What's his
Bray
name?
Wyatt.
Yeah, banjo guy.
Yeah.
So, he didn't wear... If he wore tight... that would not be a good look.
He used to wear a singlet.
That's not good.
So, he was actually really good.
I mean the look,
yeah.
Not the ability to wrestle.
Here's the thing. He was actually on the main show as a character called Husky Harris. He was so good, and he came off, and he had like a really short beard and really short hair, and he grew out the whole, you know, Bayou look, and then came back and looks completely different and wrestles differently. It's just a completely different character. But I was very much at the beginning, I was sort of staunch, like, no, I like Husky Harris. I do not accept this new character.
Well, you don't like change as a human, so, like, I can understand why you wouldn't like change as a wrestler.
If there's something I like, I don't want it to go away. Like, Sheamus needs to change. What Sheamus is doing is not working. It's dumb, and it's silly, and it's not
threatening. He's Jack Sparrow Pineapple Man, and it looks awful.
It does. But it's supposed. I think it's supposed to be imposing.
Okay.
You know, like it.
Is it?
It has to be because he wins matches. He's not a comedy character. They have comedy characters on the show.
Yeah, I know.
Not a comedy character, so.
He looks so dumb, and like that mohawk doesn't stay up.
Okay, so here's the question. I asked Chris this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but I'm pretty sure you didn't listen, unless you were.
Was it when I was in the other room? And
you said,
what was the one thing that you could... Well, what would you change about Sheamus?
So do you know the answer to that?
I laughed and said, cut his hair underneath my breath. As
okay.
You guys were talking about
Well, that's the thing. If the question is, you have to... they clearly want Sheamus on there. So what kind of character would you give Sheamus? How would you package Sheamus?
Well, first... I mean, obviously, he needs a different look.
Okay.
Because if I'm supposed to take him serious, he needs to look serious.
Okay.
His intro is so stereotypical and ridiculous that I don't even have a lot of respect for him as he's walking out. So, like, he sets the bar really low and then never climbs over it. So, it's honestly, he just needs to, in my opinion, it just needs to be a better presentation. It's not convincing, it's not believable, and it's not something I want to watch. I'm bored. Yeah, yay, crosses, whatever. Like, are you Catholic? Like, that never seems to come out. Like, it doesn't seem to mesh. It's not like, it's almost like nobody really thought out what they wanted him to be. They're like, oh, he's Irish. Irish do this thing. That's right. Okay. And they just stop thinking. And they seem to put a lot more thought and effort into most of their characters. It's almost like he got shafted on character development. And I don't know whose fault that is, but somebody needs to fix it.
Are you hearing this, WWE? This is not even from, like, a smarky internet rumor browser. This is, like...
Somebody who watches twice a month?
Yeah.
Because I'm a good wife?
Because you love me.
Yes, because I love you.
Okay, so we had the Beast in the East, Brock Lesnar, and the other main event was
Kevin Owens and
Finn Balor. Finn Balor.
Yeah, the Demon guy.
Yes. So, what did you think about that match?
That was really good.
Okay.
It was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that NXT. Is that
yes.
Right? I liked that NXT got a main show slot. It was obviously, at least in my opinion, the best part of it.
Yes.
And seemed to be the main part of it. It was supposed to be important.
Yes.
So I thought it was the best thing that happened. And it seems like, to me, they're setting up something for Kevin Owens at WWE.
No.
Because obviously he can't come over and win titles at WWE if he's still got a title at NXT and he's having to go back and forth. That wouldn't work. So they've kind of almost tied up very nicely what's going on at NXT so he can move on to something maybe win the American title from John Cena? Is he going to fight for that soon?
Yeah, they're fighting for that at the next pay-per-view. Okay. At Battleground. Okay, that actually reminded me. I wasn't going to talk about this, but I realized you haven't been on the show since we saw Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
At NXT.
That was such a cool voice.
If you need a moment to talk about that, to express
how dumb WWE is with his treatment of women.
Yes.
Yeah, what the heck? I'm sorry. Are we still in, you know, the early 19th century where we think that all women can do is bear children and clean up after our kitchens? Like, for real. WWE, and yes, I know Chris will listen to this and be like, ha ha, Heather's a fan. Shut up, Chris. But, like, for real, they actually treat their women in NXT, they treat the female wrestlers like they have talent. And like it's talent worth watching, I think is what I liked about that. Because it was like a, what, 15, 20-minute fight?
Yeah, I think it was over 20 minutes.
And it was really cool. Like, they did this thing where they, like, pinned after pin. And I know that's kind of, like, not a wrestling thing, but it was really different and it was really cool. And that, you know... that stupid Kanye character, I don't remember what her name
was. Sasha Banks.
Yeah, whatever. With the shade glasses. It was funny and it was entertaining and I had no connection at all to that fight, knew nothing about it, and I automatically did not like her.
Yeah.
And I automatically liked the other person with no knowledge coming into it, which is what you're supposed to do. So they showed that, oh my gosh, women can like be entertaining. Without, like, you know, bikinis. So it was actually an interesting fight. And then compare that to the stupid, like, twin crap that they're pulling with the Bella twins. Like, ha ha, look, it's not me. And okay, yes, pulling the, you know, tissues out of her boobs were hilarious. But it was a different kind of entertainment.
Yeah.
So it's like NXT actually wants to see them be entertaining for what they're paid to be entertained for.
I think part of it is both the NXT match with those two and the twin match that you saw.
Ugh.
They were both title matches.
Mm-hmm.
They were both theoretically for the highest title that these wrestlers were capable of achieving, and one match treated that title seriously. Like it was a title worth fighting for, and mm-hmm. the other one treated it like a title that you can win with the magician gimmick.
Yeah, as a woman, I'm really not terribly interested in fighting for the pink butterfly title of the WWE. Are you kidding? Just, ugh. Like, for real? Like, what is this? I mean, I'm sorry, women have brains. Do they not know that? It's not like every woman skips around in her life goes, oh my god, I love pink and butterflies. Like, it's not even something that's worth fighting for in my brain. It looks childish. It looks like something that a little girl would wear, not something that a woman would care about. Yeah.
Do you know why I think people like you being on this podcast?
Why?
Because everybody who is invested in wrestling enough to listen to a podcast about it every week, or who, like, writes on the internet and complains, or anything like that, who, like, looks through rumors and all that stuff, they all have this, like, little tiny voice that's like, yeah, but I'm this minority type of fan who's super dedicated, maybe I'm reading into it too much, and maybe it's just what they're doing is not working for me because it's dumb, but maybe it does work for somebody. And you get to come on here and be like, no. No, it's dumb for everybody.
Even people who don't know what's going on. It's ridiculous. So yeah, there's my, you know, probably more than 2 cents about why I prefer to watch women fight in NXT than WWE. Because it's just, it's not believable. And I know that...
Well, you said something when we were watching.
Sorry.
This is what happens when you're not there to watch
distract the cat
while we're podcasting.
I tried to distract him.
Know
I'm
you
sorry.
Did. Yeah, there's a cat in the podcast now. It's a
congratulations, Andy. You're now a co-host.
So I think you said something when we were watching it about how you would. As if you were a women's wrestler, you would be more interested in just making it to NXT.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be interested in going to WWE. Why? You're not respected. There's only one women's fight a night. It's less than 10 minutes long. And they're jokes. Like, they don't treat you seriously. They don't treat you like you matter.
Yeah.
So why would I want to be in a place where I'm not respected? And I don't feel like the WWE respects their female wrestlers. And I feel like NXT does.
Okay, good. I agree. I mean, I agree completely on all that, and I've reiterated that on several podcasts. Chris agrees. So,
yeah.
Now we just need the people in charge to agree.
Well, obviously, didn't you say Triple H runs NXT? Mm-hmm. Well, he agrees, and once the other one's, you know, retired, I don't want to wish for somebody's death.
That's exactly how we feel.
I don't want to wish for somebody's death. But when that person is no longer in charge, hopefully it will be a more, you know, progressive mm-hmm. direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we also watched Tough Enough this week.
Yes, we did watch Tough Enough.
So I want to know your thoughts on Tough Enough.
Well, I've never seen it.
You hadn't seen it? Okay, so I set up. It's the third episode this week. So you've not seen any of the previous two episodes.
I've never seen it ever.
And you haven't seen any of the other seasons or anything like
yeah.
that. And so that means, so just to fill you in real quick, last week, the guy that ended up getting eliminated, was getting into an argument with Patrick, basically saying that Patrick is the one who's passionate about WWE and passionate about the business that they're working in. And he's saying, it doesn't matter that I don't know anything about this. It doesn't matter because I'm still stronger. I'm still faster. It doesn't matter. And then he said, I quote, knowledge means nothing. So he got voted off.
I approve.
I know, right? So it's become the running commentary on the entire show is that that was... There seems to be, each season, there seems to be one incredibly dumb thing that somebody says, and so that's kind of taken the crown for this season.
Yeah, wow.
So, what did you think about?
It's like America's Next Top Model, is what I felt like I was watching.
Okay.
I expected there to be wrestling. It's a wrestling competition. I was a little bit surprised. Of course, I mean, the one that we watched this week was the one where they had to do, like, it was almost like a runway challenge.
Yeah.
Sorry, still America's Top Model.
You're not wrong. It kind of was.
But, like, it was a challenge to be a character. And they didn't get to choose the character. And I feel like, honestly, that is just as important as your ability in the ring is your ability coming to the ring. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that character that you build. Because, I mean, a lot of the wrestlers were talking about it's really important. You need to get people to care about you.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's plenty of people who are decent, and I don't care about their characters. Like, whatever. Like, I really don't care if you're there. So, that was interesting. I am curious, are they ever going to wrestle?
That's come up, because this is the third episode. They have taken two bumps each so far. A bump is falling down on the mat, being able to fall properly and safely.
Oh, okay.
They've done it twice. That's the extent of actual in-ring skill and talent that's been displayed on the show.
Do you think there's more that's happening, like, in terms of, like, backstage stuff?
I don't know. And it's interesting, previous seasons, and really especially last season, because there were four seasons a long time ago, and then there was a huge break, and then it came back a couple of years ago with Stone Cold hosting mm-hmm. as well as being the sole judge, and then this season. So it's really just kind of comparing these last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But that previous season was filmed pretty much in its entirety, since Stone Cold was the decider that they could go ahead and do all the stuff ahead of time before it ever aired.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's all done live. So everything they did in this past week. They've done it since the last
mm-hmm.
elimination. So I don't know how much time they
have in between.
Yeah, I don't know how much is happening that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
And part of it is, to me, part of it is that they are, you know, once they, whoever wins is going to get a contract and still go into developmental, which is like the training camp before you even get on NXT.
Okay.
They're not going to show up on Raw the next week. Mm-hmm. They're not even going to show up on NXT next week. They're going into developmental.
Well, I feel like it would take a while to plan a character and...
Right.
I mean, whatnot.
And so, you know, so in developmental, they're still going to learn to, you know, wrestle the WWE way, mm-hmm. learn how to, and that's, you know, I think there is definite strong merit in that because going ahead and, you know, there's a lot of different styles of wrestling. There's a Japanese style of wrestling. There's a, like a luchador style of wrestling. It's very mm-hmm. different. Than the slow paced Big Show cannot do luchador wrestling.
Funny.
But so it's important that these guys are all kind of wrestling each other the same way and experience it, you know, knowing what to expect mm-hmm. from other people. So
it'd be dangerous. It'd be more dangerous otherwise.
Yeah. So yeah, I would like to see something. I mean, at least before the end of the show, we still have, mm-hmm. I don't know, 8 episodes, 9, 10 episodes left, whatever it is. I would like to see something in the ring, see what they can do in the ring.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, to me, if I were voting, that would not make or break somebody to me.
Yeah.
I told you while we were watching, I told you about ZZ specifically.
Mm-hmm.
He's comfortable with who he is. And who he is already a big kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very hard to teach. And I think we saw that with Sarah Lee.
Yeah.
This time. You know, and I really liked her in the first two episodes, and I liked her in this episode on account of the fact that I had liked her for two episodes already.
Mm-hmm.
But she looked uncomfortable with her character, and...
She looked uncomfortable in her skin.
Yeah. And so, I think that is a harder thing to teach somebody that doesn't naturally have it than teaching somebody how to safely pick a guy up or just to do the cardio.
Yeah.
But, okay, so who, if you were to pick, because there will be a boy winner and a girl winner, so.
Well, I don't feel like you got enough of a feel for the girls. Honestly, why are those people even there? Because that really threw me at the end when, I mean, you said a few things about it as we were watching it, but like, Patrick,
yeah. This is on Tough, we also watched Tough Enough, by the way.
Tough Talk. Yeah, we watched the Tough Talk stuff at the end. But like, when they asked him, he was the only guy who watched, the Beast in the East, pay-per-view.
Right.
And they only asked who watched it live, because he was the only one who watched it live.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand if maybe some of those people had watched it later, but nobody chimed in that they had, like, oh, I watched it once.
That would have been the first thing I would have done if I were up on that stage.
And been like, well, I didn't watch it live, but I did watch it at 10 o'clock that day. Because I feel like, okay, that's an understandable thing.
I mean, Patrick still beat you for getting up to watch it mm-hmm. live. But yeah, I mean, well, they brought Tanner up, and he couldn't even say
who Paige fought. Yeah,
Paige, who can, you know, put him in the bottom three.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, and I think Paige had a right to be upset. I mean, she was the only one of the judges who was, you know, part of that. But like, I mean, the girl had a tough week. She went from Japan to Raw to that.
Yeah.
I mean, the girl's probably exhausted, and then to have all these people standing in front of her saying, we want to be in WWE, but we don't want to watch it. Like, are you kidding me? Like, why are you there?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, the Tough Talk reality, the Tough Enough reality show is not famous enough that the fame is worth everything they're going to put you through.
Yeah.
Just to be famous. And I know they called out the Brazilian girl, whatever her name, Gabby, maybe, was mm-hmm. that her name, for just being there for the money. And kind of believe them, because, like, she doesn't look like a wrestler.
Yeah.
This is weird, but she's almost too pretty.
Yeah.
Like, she cares way too much about her appearance.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
We pointed out, like, you know, you have seen this WWE event that they haven't. I mean, you saw it because I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, I mean, you're not there trying to make it as a WWE wrestler.
I might have seen more wrestling than them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, especially like Sarah Lee. She was like, I have no experience. Why are you there?
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it.
I mean, and that's why I think, that's why I like Patrick, and I think that's why a lot of people like Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
Because every wrestling fan, you know, who has watched it as a kid, till they're about 30, has this kind of voice that's like, if I got my act together, I could do that. Like, if it really just kind of came down to it, under the right circumstances, I started doing the push-ups, yeah, I could be a WWE superstar. I don't know why you're squinting at me.
Do you think that?
I mean, I think I've said it on the podcast before. I think I would make, like, a great Jimmy Hart. Paul Heyman.
Yeah, you'd make a great mouth. I don't know.
I would be a great heel commentator to get for the guy to beat up.
You can run your mouth and piss people off.
And I can get beat up really well. I can. That's what I have done before.
Yeah.
Is like I can get beat up on a stage by a big strong guy.
Oh, well, yeah, I've seen that. Okay, fine.
So, I can do that where they, because they can't get their hands on the actual wrestler until the pay-per-view, but they can beat me up on Raw to show that they're serious. So, yeah, I could do that.
That would be interesting.
So, okay, so, here's the thing. We watched Raw as well.
Yes.
And kind of a grand total of nothing happened.
Yeah, it was kind of whatever.
And I don't remember how much of Raw you've seen kind of in and out over the past month.
I don't know.
But you, trust me, you've seen pretty much everything. Like, nothing has been happening.
I like Neville.
For kind of weeks. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that his ears make him more aerodynamic. And I think that Neville and Barrett should either have a tag team or they should be in a rivalry.
Because of their ears?
Yes, and that's
because
terrible.
They're British.
Because of their ears. Oh, I didn't know Neville was British. I've never heard him talk.
Oh.
I just know he can do, like, crazy, awesome, ridiculous flips in the air, and he's really fun to watch.
I forgot you haven't been on since we went to a live event.
Oh, yeah.
Which was your first live event, right?
I love you so much.
How did you like the live event?
I love you so much. Neville was cool. I think that was the first time I'd ever seen Neville.
Mm-hmm.
Was at the live event, so that was really neat. Because he was interesting to watch.
Yes.
I don't know. It was fun.
Okay.
Cena and Kane was boring. Because that was like supposed to be like the main event. And it was just...
Yeah.
It was like they're just kind of going through the motions.
Yeah.
So that kind of colored it.
Okay.
But you and Chris were really cute. You guys were adorable and you were grabbing each other and it was really cute.
Okay. So here's my question. Is there, you will probably be aware of what's happening in wrestling from now on.
Yep.
Just give or take.
Yes.
You will probably see your fair share of wrestling. Is there anything that you can think of that would ever make you think, oh, I want to make sure to catch that?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Like if I, you know, came home one day and like, oh, we need to make sure to watch, you know, NXT this week because Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch are going to have a rematch.
I mean, I'd want to watch that.
Yeah.
I mean, but I don't know that I'm going to go actively looking for things.
I don't.
If something cool happens, you'll show me.
I don't ever expect you to. I don't ever expect me to not be here, so you'll catch Raw by yourself.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't think that's going to happen.
I did it once.
Oh, for the podcast. For the very first time you're on the podcast.
For the very first time I was ever on the podcast.
Yes. And
I didn't know who Dolph Ziggler was.
I remember that. I am so disappointed in Dolph Ziggler.
I know what happened to him. He did that cool thing a while ago where he beat everybody.
You're talking about Survivor Series.
Yeah, that thingy. And so, like, he beat everybody. Like, he was the only one left. Everybody else on his team was gone. And he, like, beat all four guys. And it was really cool. And now he's with Lana. And it's like, eh. He's better than a stupid romantic competition. So is Rusev, but whatever.
You are describing maybe the last 4 years of my life as a Dolph Ziggler fan. Because he is... It has seemed like they were getting ready to really push him to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, he has seemed to be on that cusp for, like, 4 years now.
Yeah.
Like, there's been so many times where he's won a championship only to kind of get it taken away unceremoniously 2 months later. Mm. And he's been in a really hot feud, and it's going places, and it kind of fizzles out, and then there's nothing backing up on him. Because with people like John Cena, like, the second John Cena's out of a feud, he has a new feud. You know, something happens the next night on Monday Night Raw.
Well, yeah.
You know? And
that's because kids love him.
It is, but that's how they treat their main event people.
Yeah.
And Dolph Ziggler has never been treated like that. He'll get one feud, and then nothing for 3 or 4 months. And then another feud, and then nothing for another 3 months.
Yeah.
And so it's... I'm kind of to the point where I'm just like, I don't, as somebody who is well professed as a fan of Dolph Ziggler, I'm not that excited to see him anymore.
They're not doing anything exciting with him, and they don't seem like they're going to.
They just, they've beaten the fandom out of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Jonah, over from Trashy Ring Attire, has accused me. There's an ongoing feud between him and I. I said several weeks ago, I said that as of right now, if we had to pick a superstar of the year for 2015, John Cena would be a contender.
Okay.
And I said that because of I thought he's had very impressive stuff with Kevin Owens. And I've enjoyed the open challenge that he has.
Yeah, that was title. A really good idea.
Yeah. And so I said, you know what? I don't think he is necessarily, because I don't have to pick yet, and picking Superstar of the Year is really hard, uh-huh, unless CM Punk is wrestling.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sad still. It's been a while, but I'm not ready to let it go.
It's been since we've been together.
I know. So, mm-hmm, love you. But he said, and you know, he said, well, like, you know what, John Cena's not good. You've just been conditioned to accept his mediocrity as good at this point. And I disagree with him. But part of this Dolph Ziggler feud makes me feel like he's not as wrong as I want him to be.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is. It's because I have been conditioned to no longer be excited when Dolph Ziggler comes out.
But I don't think they did that on purpose. You think?
I don't want to think that.
Then what plan could they possibly have for him, unless they're just...
I think that... I think that there is no plan for him. What has killed him is the inconsistency.
Yeah.
He is in a super hot main event level kind of thing right now. Mm-hmm. And then he's nothing. He is, you know, basically he's the world heavyweight champion, and then he can't win a match for a month and a half. He loses every week on Raw. It's the kind of thing where it has become more and more clear the longer we watch that they don't intend for him to ever really be champion.
No.
Not in any, he's been on that cusp. People need to be champion by a certain point in their career.
Or they're not going to be.
I mean, yeah, it's not an old man's game. I mean, you know.
Can you tell Hulk Hogan that?
You know Hulk Hogan might wrestle at WrestleMania this year?
Yes, you've told me.
Aren't you excited?
No.
Hulk Hogan will be fine.
his mustache is fake.
Hulk Hogan will be fine. But then there's the thing, is like, I mean, Undertaker wrestles once a year. Undertaker, I think, is in his 50s now.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a... Yeah, I guess.
And so, well, that's the thing, is like, you know, there's... They're interested in finding the next John Cena. They're interested in the next main event guy for the next 7 to 10 years.
Yeah.
And Dolph Ziggler does not have 7 to 10 more years in his career.
No. I mean, it could just be a bad timing on Ziggler's part, because, I mean, he's been around for, you know, he came in during a John Cena reign, and John Cena's been big for a long time.
Yeah.
And there's only so much room at the top. And what are you going to do? Get rid of John Cena, who sells God knows how many t-shirts and, you know, little boy swim shorts, as you know. You know, you could, you know, push somebody to the top. I mean,
well, here's the thing.
You it doesn't make financial sense.
But you make 500 John Cena t-shirts and 12 Dolph Ziggler t-shirts and then say, hey, we sold a bunch more John Cena t-shirts than Dolph Ziggler t-shirts.
I'm not saying they're smart, Joel. I'm just trying to explain it.
I understand that, but... Well, okay, honestly, not even to, like, whine about it, but to me, CM Punk was a clear replacement for John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk was clearly supposed to be... should have been the top contender. And the thing is, when CM Punk was champion... CM Punk was champion for a year. The entirety of 2012... And we were not dating then, I don't think. No. We were not.
We were not.
I was trying to remember what show you first saw.
It was a ladder match.
I remember it was wonderful. No. CM Punk was champion for a year. That has not happened forever. CM Punk had the longest reigning... He had the longest championship reign of the modern era. And during that championship... The title match will go on in the middle of a show, and John Cena's match would close out the show. John Cena's match would still main event, even though he wasn't champion.
Yeah.
And you build something up like that, you don't give an op. There's not an opportunity for somebody to be better than him. There's not an opportunity for somebody to take his place.
Yeah. But obviously they're going to have to start looking elsewhere now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do think you're right. I don't think it can be Dolph Ziggler. It has to be somebody younger.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who can carry it for a while, who has the stamina, who has the age.
Do you want to make a pick?
I mean, if I had to guess right now, I'd guess Kevin Owens. I don't know a lot about it.
No, that's fine. I mean...
But Kevin Owens beat him clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, somebody always comes in... And they've obviously made a very clear move that he is going from NXT to WWE. Why are you smelling at me?
I'm listening.
That he's going from NXT. It's very clear that he is moving up. He is very important. He is a very good wrestler. He has a good storyline. People really like him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're not supposed to like him.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't he the guy who just wants to wrestle to feed his family?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. I mean, like, sure. Why not? Everyone's going to have a job. Why not have the job of beating people up? That sounds nice.
That's what he's good at.
I mean, sure.
Kevin Owens has actually, I think, been wrestling longer than John Cena.
Yeah, but Kevin Owens is younger. How old is Kevin Owens?
I don't know. He's older than you think. I don't know exactly how old he is. But he also got started at a very young age and wrestled in the indies for, I think he's been wrestling for 15 years.
Well, he's got a baby face.
John Cena's been wrestling for a little over 10, I think. And somebody's going to correct me on those numbers, I'm sure. But part of it is, you know, yeah, you need to be a certain age, but you also need to, I feel like you can only be in the wrestling game for so long. You're throwing your body at the ground on a nightly basis. Like, it's just, it's gonna take a physical toll on you.
Yeah.
So, even if a guy is younger, I feel like if he has been, you know, And part of it is, going back to Dolph Ziggler, is Ziggler's, you know, you watch him, he's very committed to selling an injury.
Yeah.
He gets thrown around like a rag doll, and that's part of what I love about him, but that also makes him fairly injury prone.
Yeah.
Like, he is, at least one of the things, one of his little hot streaks has gotten cut short because he had a concussion and had to be out for several months. And they don't like that. They don't like it if you're injury prone, because,
well,
you know,
yeah, they want to be able to continue using
him. I mean, that's the thing, is Daniel Bryan has won two titles in the last 2 years and has had to vacate both of them because of injury.
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't lost those titles. So,
There's a lot of newer guys. I mean, like, Neville's newer, and he's obviously favored. Because he's, I mean, I'd never seen him until recently, so I'm assuming he's newer?
Yeah, he's newer.
So he's a new guy, and he's getting really good fights and really good time. I mean, he's normally at the beginning of the pay-per-view, but he's really entertaining.
Yeah.
So he's moving up. I mean, obviously they still love Seth Rollins. And he's a younger guy.
Yes.
So he's a younger guy.
I do not think Kevin Owens is near the end of his career by any stretch of the imagination. No. You were not wrong.
Okay.
So it was honestly, because here's the thing. To me, it feels like they still really want it to be Roman Reigns.
Hate his stupid fake Greek statue pose. No, not
that is Randy.
Oh, that's Randy Orton. Sorry, Roman Reigns. Oh, really? Is that just because he's related to The Rock?
I don't think it hurts that he's related to The Rock, but he's got the look. They're very big on the look. He's got this hulking, imposing Adonis man look.
Yeah, but he's got that weird thing going on with Banjo Guy.
Yes, he does. The Bray Wyatt.
There you go.
But I mean, that's for right now.
Yeah.
You know, I think they still have their eyes on him to be the next face of the company. And I mean, my pick was Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, so, but they've made him crazy.
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you know, you get all kinds. Stone Cold was not a play-by-the-rules kind of character.
Yeah.
And I think Stone Cold's arguably the biggest superstar of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you knew who he was at the time.
Of course.
And you did not watch wrestling.
No, I didn't.
You have never seen a Stone Cold match before.
I don't think I ever have.
You shouldn't have. I mean, he's one of the very few that retired and has stayed retired.
Yeah.
And since I've never dug one out specifically for you to watch. So, what was that face for?
The Mick Foley fight you made me watch where his tooth came through his nose.
It's because you said it was fake. That is the best match I know of to show people who... not who say it's fake, but who complain it's fake.
I didn't complain.
You did not complain. So, but you gave me an incredulous look. So, there's curbing my bets. So, it's the best for people who complain it's fake. People who, I don't want to say don't respect it, because that sounds pretentious, but for people who don't respect it.
Okay, I gotcha.
It's obvious. I think everybody knows I'm talking about the Hell in a Cell match against Undertaker.
Well, yeah, but tooth through the nose kind of gives it away.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
But it's, you know, this for, because I still get people who earnestly believe that they use ketchup in those matches.
That would smell really bad, really fast.
But that's people genuinely believe that.
Have they never seen real blood?
I don't know.
Like, ketchup and real blood don't look the same. If your blood looks like ketchup, you eat way too much cholesterol.
Somebody told him that in the third grade, and it stuck. It's like the blood is blue thing.
Not true.
Somebody tells you that once upon a time, and it sticks, and then adults think it.
Yeah. for future reference, if you're listening to this podcast, as a science teacher, your blood is not blue when it doesn't have oxygen. Just a darker color red. Thanks.
This is a little PSA.
Yes, I'm sorry. People need to know that fact.
I agree. So, okay, so you said Kevin Owens as the next superstar.
I mean, not the immediate next. I mean, he's got to work his way up. I mean, I don't feel like you should be able to just jump into that spot. People, you have to build up a fan base.
That's what, I mean, and that's kind of how people felt about Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Yeah. They felt like he was kind of just jumping into that spot.
I've seen more Kevin Owens t-shirts out and about than I have seen Roman Reigns t-shirts.
Yeah.
We saw one in New York.
We did see one in New York. You recognized it.
It's a big KO. I mean, jeez.
So, from what you've seen, you think Kevin Owens has what it takes?
Well, yeah, I think he does.
He has the longevity?
Well, he obviously did for NXT.
Yeah.
And
he actually wasn't in NXT very long. And that part of that is, he's one of the very few people watching NXT. Watching NXT, you can see a lot of people grow and improve.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the Sasha Banks Becky Lynch thing. Becky Lynch looked amazing in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a very good example of seeing somebody improve over the course of several months.
Yeah.
Getting to see them on a show.
And tweak their character.
But it's still a teaching show. I mean, it's, you know, it is a show that they present to an audience, but it's available on the network. So you have to kind of really love wrestling
to watch it.
And so it's, you know, so getting to see that, Kevin Owens kind of came in fully formed, ready to go.
Yeah.
Ready to be on Raw. It seemed like almost a formality that he needed to take the steps through NXT first.
Yeah, I mean, but that's obviously not the norm.
Yeah.
You know, already having your character fully formed.
Yeah.
He just kind of is.
He's good at it. He's natural at it and has put in the years to add skill upon his natural talent.
Yeah.
I think
he's impressive. I wouldn't mind getting to see him more.
Okay.
So.
Okay, one final question. So, Seth Rollins is the champion right now.
Okay.
He's facing Brock Lesnar.
And he's gonna bounce off of Brock Lesnar. Doesn't look like a sword tattoo.
So they're facing him 2 weeks, I think. They're facing a battleground, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to win?
If it's a clean fight, I would think that it would be Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
But Seth Rollins doesn't often have clean fights.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of his thing these days. It's cheating,
mm-hmm.
which is why he's, you know, entertaining. Because he's the kind of guy right now you'd love to hate.
Yes.
So I don't know. I think it really depends on if it's clean or not. Because if it's clean
mm-hmm.
and honest, mm-hmm. I would think it would need to be Brock Lesnar, but I don't think it will be. If for no other reason than because you want the person who has your title to be very visible.
Mm-hmm.
And Brock Lesnar has in his contract not to be visible.
Yes.
So letting Brock Lesnar win the title is counterproductive to your company.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Not that I'm a huge Seth Rollins fan, like I like Seth Rollins. But I think that really what it comes down to is that Brock Lesnar's never around.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you give your title to somebody who's never going to show up?
Okay. So is it fair to say, in your opinion, Brock Lesnar, I think, has a 2 or 3 year contract?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. You think in that time, Brock Lesnar should never be champion?
I don't know. I mean, there's more than one championship, right?
Yeah. But Brock Lesnar's going to be the main one. Brock Lesnar's going to be the WWE champion if he is a champion again.
Well, yeah.
They're not going to stick him on the U.S. title.
Yeah. I don't know what else you would do with him.
That's the thing. It's like, because I'm not asking this as a test. This is like a genuine dilemma to me. Is because Brock Lesnar lost at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets a rematch.
Yeah.
You put him up against Seth Rollins. I don't know how you keep him from destroying Seth Rollins without cheating.
Yeah.
But if there's cheating, you need to have I mean, you need to have that additional match. Brock Lesnar is not a character to go, oh, darn, you beat me with your tricky, tricky ways.
Yeah.
And then slink off into the night. Mm-hmm. Like, he got... The reason he didn't have his rematch the night after Raw, storyline-wise, was that he got suspended.
Yeah.
So... I don't... But that's the thing, is, like, once you...
Well, I mean, he could lose. Brock Lesnar could lose. And, you know, ha-ha-ha, tricky-tricky-tricky, and then, you know... Cell match type thing, whatever, is that what it's called?
Hell in a Cell match, yeah.
I'm gonna say it's gate match. It doesn't nearly sound as imposing as Hell in a Cell. So I mean, you could do something like that. I don't know. I'm just speculating. I don't know. But then again, then you're right back to the exact same dilemma you had before. You've just kind of bought yourself a few months time.
And the thing is, once the title's on Brock Lesnar again, how do you ever get it off?
Yeah.
Because I think they kind of hit a lucky spot, mm-hmm. because you remember at WrestleMania
I did not watch that.
Okay, so real quick, at WrestleMania
I remember everybody yelling about it because, you know, he was down and then Seth Rollins cashed in his Money in the Bank, ran down, pinned him, got it.
Well, so what happened was Seth Rollins cashed in the middle of the match,
mm-hmm.
turning what was a regular match into a triple threat, mm-hmm. and then pinned Roman Reigns. Okay. So Brock Lesnar has never been pinned for the title.
Okay.
So
fancy, fancy.
Mm-hmm. So they got around somebody pinning Brock Lesnar. And,
but now what are they going to do?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's never happened, and so once he gets the title, you eventually have to get it off of him again.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
And he doesn't come around a lot, and having the person who has the title come around and do the whole ha-ha-ha, it's mine thing if they're a bad guy, or whatever you do if you're a good guy and you have the title. like, I don't know, rub it in Sheamus' face, you can't have this.
Well, Sheamus has Money in the Bank, so...
I know.
I mean, that's the thing is, Brock...
Can you cash in your Money in the Bank and it not work out for you?
I mean, yeah, you can. Money in the Bank is just an opportunity for it. So the only two people for it to not work on are Damian Sandow and John Cena.
But I like Sandow.
I know. I love Sandow.
He's so committed to every stupid thing they make him do.
I know. I think they have grossly underutilized Sandow.
He's so amazing.
On a continual basis.
They gave him that stupid Mizdow thing, and he owned it.
Yeah.
He was impressive.
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Nice.
Somebody who is awesome. That's what.
So, yeah. No, I mean, that's one thing I would love to see. I would love to see some more of, like, him get another real chance. I mean, because he's done so well with terrible opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to give him a real opportunity, I would love to see what he could do with that.
Is he still Macho Mandow with Axelmania?
I think so. I mean, I guess technically they haven't been on in several weeks.
Oh, they're so funny. But... they should come back. They should fight the real ones.
Do you want that? Would that be okay for Hulk Hogan to be in WrestleMania 32?
Only thing I can think of that I would actually enjoy
if it's the
watching.
Mega Powers versus the Meta Powers.
That would be fantastic. Can we, like, put that in as, like, a possibility? Like, is there a voting for this?
I don't know. According to, like, dirt sheet internet rumor, Vince McMahon has already selected the 6 main matches of WrestleMania 32.
Oh, calm it down, Vince. We're not even close. You have no idea what's going to happen.
I know. I agree with that. So, I mean, here's the thing. I do agree with that, but at the same time, my biggest complaint about WWE as a company is that they refuse to plan ahead and they do things too much by the seat of their pants. So I almost have to be accepting of any planning ahead that they're doing, even if it's
ridiculous.
Yeah. So it looks like at least somebody is thinking beyond the you know, next week and a half.
Yeah, fine.
So, all right. Is there anything else you want to make sure to mention while we're on here?
I can't think of anything, can you?
I don't think so.
Anything that I should say that I've said recently? I still hate ladder matches.
I know you do. You were my prime example of don't show your favorite type of match to somebody when you're trying to introduce them to wrestling.
Yeah, that was a bad call.
Okay, well, how about this? I do have another question now. What match should you show somebody? From what you've seen, what is a good match to start someone out with?
A match that doesn't have a lot of complicated rules.
Okay.
So, no triple threats. Don't do a tag team match, honestly. Because those just end up being really stupid a lot of times. Not that I don't enjoy watching them. It's just, you know, it is what it is. Not a women's match, because that's just depressing. Honestly, just a regular, probably main event match is what I would start with. Something that doesn't have to have a ridiculous amount of backstory. Mm-hmm. Something that somebody can just sit and watch and go, oh, okay. Because if you have to keep going, oh, this is cool because of this. Oh, this is cool because of this. And that's what you do every time we watch wrestling, is you fill me in on it. And that's fine now, because I expect, I'm like, why did that matter?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that person? What does that music mean? Whose music was it that I recognized the other day that I wasn't proud of myself that I did?
I don't remember.
It was really sad. But just a regular something that is very straightforward.
Okay.
At least for the first thing. And then as you continue on with more stuff, like, I get it. But, like, I couldn't suspend my disbelief. I wasn't to the point of understanding it and enjoying it enough that I could suspend my belief to the fact that those men could not climb a daggum ladder.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, that wasn't the first match you saw, was it? Did they open that show with a ladder match?
No, but I think I got there late.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I showed up late.
That's very possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I know.
Are you going to use that information in the future, Joel?
I mean, I'm not going to start our kids out on ladder matches.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
Thank God.
I mean, there's going to be like some little magical time where they'll still think it's real. It'll be like a sports entertainment Santa Claus situation.
Are you going to film them watching? Or at least record them watching?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's definitely worth it.
They'll probably be, I mean, this, you know, playing like several
not
years in the future.
Right now. I feel like, we should put them there. Yeah, not right now.
Not right now. No. Not right now. Because I was thinking, I would love to have a small child who still thinks that wrestling is real on this podcast. That's amazing. I will do that in several years.
Yes. Several.
Yeah, several.
I should start with that.
All right. Chris isn't here to help me out with the...
You really
with the closing
write this
thing.
Down.
I should. But I hope it's slightly entertaining to... Because I feel like on most podcasts, you're like, oh, they're doing the plugs. Let me just flip to the next one. I'm done with this podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
But since we do them differently every time because we can't remember them, maybe it's still entertaining.
Go ahead, Joel.
All right, here we go. I think there's five of them. As always, you can follow us on Twitter, at CRAttire, where we live tweet all Mondays and appropriate Sundays. If you have anything for the mail sack, you can submit that to classyringattire@gmail.com. Any comments, questions, or concerns, throw that in there.
Why didn't we do the mail sack? I know you love the song so much.
We didn't have any mail sack inputs. You've thrown me off.
Sorry.
Throw me off. If you're listening to this on wrestling.insidepulse.com, which I think is now insidepulse.com/wrestling, leave a comment there. We'd love to hear from you. We'll also consider that a mail sack submission. We are also on iTunes, still the easiest way to kind of follow us, keep track of the podcast. You can subscribe or write a review or give us a good like 5-star rating. All that stuff kind of helps out the podcast with iTunes metrics and back, you know, data
whatnot.
Things, whatnots. And finally, don't forget we're on Facebook. You can follow the podcast there. You can follow me. You can follow Chris as well. Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
And huzzah.